Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of September, the feast of St. Pius of Pietrelcina, in the 25th week of Ordinary Time. Leslie Jordan, with the Porter's Gate, sings, "Bind Us Together."
Bind us together and be our peace. Bind us together and be our perfect peace. Though the tempest may rage, we will rest in your joy.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." But he said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it."
The Jesus of the Gospels is quite often jolly rude by our standards. He certainly seems to be radically free from conventional modes of behaviour. Going deeper, what's Luke doing here? He is writing his Gospel for a community that was not Jewish, but Greek-speaking Gentile. What's he saying to this community he was writing to? What might that say to us now? Surely the same applies today. When a Christian person or nation is faithful to the radical teaching of Jesus on justice, mercy, compassion, they are Jesus's kin. How's your church doing on that front? What about your nation? Might you talk to Jesus about this? Let's focus on Mary, his mother, wanting to see her son this day. Listen again and imagine her hearing her son say these words.
Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." But he said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it."
How do you imagine the eventual meeting of Jesus with his mother when she finally gets to him? Speak to Jesus about all that has unfolded for you in this scene. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.